They will have to use the toilets, bathrooms, etc. indoor. They will receive everything inside. They will also receive the class of knowledge, that is course inside. They receive everything there. The connection with the outside world is completely cut. How does a baby grow inside the stomach, that is womb? It doesn't receive the air from the outside world. Similarly is the 7 days bhatti there. 1 day for arriving and 1 day for departing. A total of 9 days. The soul becomes completely mature in it. After becoming mature, the decision which it takes, this one is our father of many births. That decision of theirs is taken in writing. So that they should not say afterwards that they were just lured into it. Well, for the children who become those with a firm intellect, it is said in the Gita. A firm intellect leads to victory and a doubting intellect leads to destruction at the end. Once if someone goes to the father's house and takes birth as the father's child, then there is victory and only victory for him in this world. There will certainly be struggle. A kingship cannot be obtained without a battle. But in every struggle, the victory of those children is certain. They are called the Pandav children. The Pandavas are not many. How many are there? 5. It means that you can count them on the fingers. And how many Kauravas are there? There are 100. They are many. The names, that is number of the big ones who were in the royal family, are just 100, but their subjects are numerous. The Pandavas don't have subjects either. The Pandavas themselves are the rulers as well as the subjects, and they are only 5. So, this current generation, in this generation, it is a firm fact for them to say that they are the children of God. And those who did not take knowledge at all, did not understand at all, did not recognize at all what the soul is and what the supreme soul is, then on what basis should they be contacted? God is not visible through these eyes. Can God be seen through these eyes? He is incorporeal, nirakar, untainted, niranjan. So, the vision of knowledge is needed. For giving that vision of knowledge, the 7 days course is given. You conduct that course over here as well. You also had heard the course and understood it. And later, when it sat in your intellect, you went there. and when you understood it completely, you went there and wrote the affidavit.
Agreement is here.
You wrote the agreement. These are our mother and father. Our relationship and connection is there with them for many births. We will act as directed by them. So, the new world is being established in this way. No other religious father did this task. Abraham, Buddha, Christ, Guru Nanak came. They came and preached the concepts of their respective religions. But they did not destroy the oldness. The old beliefs, the old traditions, the old blind faiths. All of them continue to exist. They increased even more. For example, there is a pot filled with milk. Or there is a pot filled with poison. And if someone keeps pouring milk into it, if there is a pot filled with milk, or if there is a pot filled with poison, and if someone keeps pouring milk into it, will it ever become pure milk? No, it won't. Keep on pouring milk into it, but it will never become milk. The milk itself goes on becoming poison. Similarly, the history of 2500 years of whichever religions came to this world is available. No guru came before that. 2500 years before, nobody has a history of that time either. The first human guru who came to this world is Abraham. Then Mahatma Buddha, then Christ, then Guru Nanak, and so on kept coming. So, whoever came narrated their own concepts. They came time to time on this stage like world or house like world and did the repairing in their way. Abraham came, he went to the Arab countries and did the repairing. He established the Islam religion in the Arab countries.
Mahatma Buddha came, Japan,
Mahatma Buddha came, he did the repairing in the eastern countries of China, Japan. He started a new religion. Christ came and established Christianity in the European countries. The time and dates are available for all of them. But nobody knows when the deity religion was established. And who established it? And how it was established? Only God, when He comes, can tell us its history. The human gurus of today have written the scriptures.
लिखा हुआ है, कोई ये कहता है, भगवान ने लिखा।
But whatever is written in those scriptures, does anyone say that God wrote it? The religious fathers come. Do they write and leave any book and go? Whether Christ came, whether Muhammad came, whether Shankaracharya or Guru Nanak came, did they write and leave any book? No, they came and narrated directly through the mouth. Whatever they narrated was written hundreds of years later. That became the religious book. Similarly, when God comes to this world as well, He doesn't write and leave the Gita, which is called the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. The song of the knowledge sung by the highest on high God. The song of knowledge that he sings when he comes, he doesn't write that song of knowledge and leave. The Sanskrit Gita which is available today was not written by God. They say God Vyas wrote it. Well, they have made many gods. So should we say God Vyas or God Ram or God Krishna? They have mentioned 24 incarnations. The question arises, if we say Krishna is God, that he came at the end of the Kaupar Age and brought about the war of Mahabharat, then did he establish the sinful Iron Age and go? No. Are, why would God establish the sinful Iron Age when he comes? If God comes, will he establish the golden age or will he establish the sinful age? If God comes, will he uplift the world or lead the world to degradation? No. All these are the books written by the human gurus. There are confused things written in these books. On the one side they say, there was the kingdom of Ram in the Silver Age. There was much happiness and peace. And on the other side they have written that Ram's Sita was kidnapped. There was the kingdom of Ravan. Someone said something. Yes, there are many issues. The relationship amongst them is not connected in the intellect. They have written such issues. Because of them, today man is becoming an atheist. What is the truth? Regarding the truth, it is said, Kai samjhe Ravi or Kai samjhe Kavi. It means either the son or the poet knows the meaning of the poem. Either the son of knowledge, the supreme soul, should come to this world, then he can explain the truth. Or the poets who wrote the poems, whether it is the Mahabharat, whether it is the Bhagavat, whether it is the Valmiki Ramayana, on the basis of which the Tulsikrit Ramayana was written later on. Those poets do not exist now either. Therefore, who will explain them? Only they could have given the correct explanation. Today, the human being keeps becoming vicious. What will the intellect of a vicious person be like? It will be a vicious intellect, won't it? Therefore, whatever explanation he gives to the vicious intellect will also be meaningless. That is why whichever Vedas and scriptures are there, whatever has been written down in those Vedas and scriptures by the pure heart of the poets, when the Son of Knowledge, Ravi, comes down to this world at the end of the Aryan Age, he narrates the true story of the language of those poets. He comes and explains the essence of the scriptures. And he is explaining the essence of the scriptures now. Those who will use the intellect, which is the biggest gift of God by birth, will understand that. And for the rest of the scriptures, which are going on according to the tradition, those who will continue to follow those scriptures blindly will not be able to receive any solution in their spiritual search. The scriptures are not lies. The poets have written them with a true heart. But they have been meaninglessly interpreted. God comes and gives the real meaning. That is why God has to narrate the essence of whatever has been written in the Vedas, scriptures, etc. Until he himself comes and explains, no one can understand. And if they don't understand, they will not be able to understand the dynamics of karma, akarma and vikarma. Now God himself has come and is telling us, I am incorporeal. Even ghosts and devils who have a subtle body cannot be seen. They at least have a subtle body of divine light. I don't even have the subtle body. Leave alone the question of a physical body. I, who is called Nirakar, incorporeal, Niranjan, untainted, I am incorporeal in the same way as your soul is incorporeal. Will the father of the snake be long like the snake? Or will it be fat and sturdy like an elephant? It will be long like the snake. Will the father of the insects and spiders be like the insects and spiders? or will it have a different appearance? It will be like the insects and spiders. Similarly, the father of we souls, we, who are souls about which it is said in the scriptures as well. The soul is like an atom. It resides in between the eyebrows. When a person leaves the body, he should remember the soul, life in the form of the soul, between the eyebrows. It is in the scriptures as well, isn't it? The soul is a very subtle point of light. The soul resides in between the eyebrows. Where does it reside? Does it reside on the nose? No. This is the Brukuti. The meeting point of the direction of the Brukuti and the temple where the soul resides, it is called the Uttamang, that is, the best part of the body. What part of the body? The best part of the body. The place where the king sits will be called the best chair. Won't it? So the king who controls the organs of the whole body and the body is the soul. The place where the soul resides is called the Uttamang. Sitting there, it controls the whole body. If someone says, if the soul sits in one place and from there controls the entire body, then why does the finger shake and it is cut? It shakes in a similar way as when a stone is thrown by the hand. Until there is in it the energy, that is velocity, with which it was thrown by the hand, it will go ahead and upwards. When the energy finishes off, it comes down. Similarly, the power of the soul, which is running in the whole body through the blood, until there is the surge of blood in each and every atom of it, it shakes. And as soon as the surge finishes, it stops shaking. It isn't so that the soul is present in the entire body. The soul stays in its center point. If the one who shot bullets at Indira Gandhi knew that the soul resides here, then he would have shot a single bullet. His aim was very good. The work would have been finished with only a single bullet. But the poor fellow did not know at all. He shot 28 bullets at the chest. Still there was hope of her surviving. They kept on taking her from one hospital to another one, from the second one to a third one.
के छुट्टी में अगर गोली मारी जाए तो दुनिया की कोई ताकत नहीं उनको जिंदा कर
सकती। इट मीन्स दैट इफ द बुलेट इज शॉट एट समवन्स ब्रुकुटी देन नो पावर इन द वर्ल्ड कैन मेक हिम अलाइव।
शरीर के दूसरे अंग में अगर गोली दागी जाए और हॉस्पिटल तैयार हो, डॉक्टर तैयार हो, तो उसके जिंदा रहने की आशा है।
If the bullet is shot at any other organ of the body, if the hospital is ready, if the doctor is ready, there is hope of his survival. The brightness of the soul, which is situated in between the eyebrows, comes out through the eyes. It is coming out, isn't it?
स्टार वो निकल जाता है तो आत्मा ये निकल जाने से आंखें बटन हो जाती।
When that soul goes away, when the star goes away, due to going away of the soul, the eyes become like buttons. Because the brightness has gone away.
आत्मा इस तरह का
गाड़ी में
बैटरी होती है छोटी सेल ऐसे एक तरह की बैटरी है।
द सोल इज लाइक अ स्मॉल बैटरी विच इज इन अ वॉच अ सेल।
ये बैटरी आत्मा एक दूसरे के संग के रंग में आकर के डिस्चार्ज होती है।
दिस बैटरी लाइक सोल बिकम्स डिस्चार्ज बाय कमिंग इन द कलर ऑफ ईच अदर्स कंपनी। व्हाट?
ये आत्मा जो है वो शरीर के द्वारा दूसरों का संग करती है तो उसकी बैटरी डिस्चार्ज होती
है। द सोल कम्स इन कॉन्टेक्ट विद अदर्स थ्रू द बॉडी डजंट इट देन इट्स बैटरी बिकम्स डिस्चार्ज।
और ये जन्म जन्मांतर से यही क्रम चलता चला आ रहा है।
एंड दिस हैज बीन हैपनिंग फॉर मेनी बर्थ्स।
चार युगों का चक्कर है सतयुग त्रेता द्वापर कलयुग।
इट इज अ साइकिल ऑफ फोर एजेस द गोल्डन एज द सिल्वर एज द कॉपर एज एंड द आयरन एज।
और चारों युगों में 84 का चक्कर लगाती है आत्मा।
इन द फोर एजेस द सोल गोज थ्रू द 84 बर्थ्स।
संसर्ग संपत्ति में संसर्ग संपत्ति के रंग में आती रहती है।
इट कीप्स कमिंग इन द कॉन्टेक्ट एंड इन द कलर ऑफ द कंपनी।
तो आत्मा की ताकत तो कम होती जाएगी ना।
सो द पावर ऑफ द सोल विल गो ऑन डिक्रीजिंग वॉन्ट इट।
तो जो आत्मा की ताकत कम होती जाती है वो बैटरी जैसे डिस्चार्ज हो जाती है कलयुग के अंत में।
द सोल हुज पावर गोज ऑन डिक्रीजिंग इट्स बैटरी बिकम्स डिस्चार्ज एट द एंड ऑफ द आयरन एज।
कलयुग के अंत में जो बैटरी डिस्चार्ज हो जाती है आखिरी 84 जन्म में उसको चार्ज करने के लिए।
फॉर चार्जिंग द बैटरी इट बिकम्स डिस्चार्ज एट द एंड ऑफ द आयरन एज इन द लास्ट 84th बर्थ।
वो बैटरी को चार्ज करने वाला पावर हाउस
द चार्जर ऑफ द बैटरी द पावर हाउस द सुप्रीम सोल कम्स टू दिस वर्ल्ड।
वो सुप्रीम सोल भी ज्योति बिंदु है।
दैट सुप्रीम सोल इज अ पॉइंट ऑफ लाइट टू।
बिंदु बिंदु आत्माओं का बाप भी बिंदु।
द फादर ऑफ द पॉइंट लाइक सोल्स इज अ पॉइंट एज वेल।
उस बिंदु बाप आने से
When that point like father comes,
आत्मा का संग उस बाप के साथ लगने से उन आत्माओं को जो राहत मिलती है वो और किसी मनुष्य को नहीं।
When the soul comes in the company of the father, the relief which the souls receive will not be received through any other human guru.
और दूसरे मनुष्य गुरु अल्पकालिक प्राप्ति कराएंगे।
The other human gurus will make you obtain short time attainments.
लेकिन आत्मा को मुक्ति और जीवन मुक्ति देने ये किसी के बस की बात मुक्ति कैसे।
But to give liberation and liberation in life to the soul is not in anyone's power. Liberation from what?
दुख दर्दों से।
Liberation from grief and pain.
जीवन मुक्ति माने जीवन भी रहे।
Liberation in life means that there should be life.
और जीवन के रहने के बावजूद भी आत्मा दुख न भोगे सुख भोगे।
But in spite of being alive, the soul should not experience sorrow. It should experience happiness.
दुख से मुक्ति बनी रहे और सुख भोगता रहे।
Let the soul be liberated from sorrow and keep experiencing happiness.
ऐसी जीवन मुक्ति और ऐसी मुक्ति का वर्षा वो परमात्मा बाप आकर के देता है।
द सुप्रीम सोल फादर कम्स एंड गिव सच एन इनहेरिटेंस ऑफ द लिबरेशन इन लाइफ एंड द लिबरेशन।
कोई दुनिया का धर्म गुरु, धर्म नेता या धर्म पिता इब्राहिम को तो कहते नहीं।
No religious guru of the world, religious leader or religious father like Abraham, Buddha, Christ can give it.
उन इब्राहिम बुद्ध नायक की आत्मा को भी मुक्ति जीवन मुक्ति का वर्षा उसी से मिलता
है। Even the souls of Abraham, Buddha, Christ receive the inheritance of the liberation and liberation in life from him alone.
कोई दिन हमारे पाप आ गए।
That incorporeal father himself comes and gives it.
अब क्योंकि वो निराकार है।
Well, as he is incorporeal,
शास्त्रों में भी लिखा हुआ है।
It is written in the scriptures as well.
बिनु पग चलाए सुने बिनु काना, कर बिनु कर्म कराए बिनु जाना, आनंद रहित सकल रस भोगी, बिनु वाणी वक्तावर जोगी कहते हैं ना इसे।
That is, he walks without feet, hears without ears, does various deeds without hands, enjoys all kinds of pleasures without the head, gives a speech without having a voice. They speak like this, don't they?
तो जब उसको हाथ पांव ना कान कान गुरु है ही नहीं तो ये सारे कार्य कैसे करता है?
When he does not have the hands, legs, nose, eyes, ears and mouth at all, how does he perform all the tasks?
इन बुद्धिमानों से गुरुओं से पूछा जाता है, हरि में तो भगवान है, तो कुछ भी कर सकते हैं।
When asked, these scholars, gurus, say, "Arey, he is God. He can do anything."
भगवान आके बाजी नहीं करेगा क्या?
अरे, does God play tricks when he comes?
जादू नहीं करेगा क्या?
Will he do magic?
ये बाजीगरी करना, जादूगरी करना, ये छोटों का काम।
Playing tricks and doing magic is the work of little-minded ones.
उसको का काम।
It is the work of those who are superficial.
भगवान उतना नहीं है।
God is not superficial.
वो प्रकृति के कोई भी नियम को नहीं तोड़ता।
He does not break any rule of nature.
भगवान ही आकर के अगर प्रकृति के नियम को तोड़ने लगेगा तो दूसरों का क्या हाल होगा?
If God himself breaks the rules of nature when he comes, what will be the condition of the others?
भगवान तो आकर के सीधी सीधी बात बताता है।
God comes and speaks straightforwardly.
जैसे मनुष्य आत्मा अकाले मौत में शरीर छोड़ देती है तो उसको सूक्ष्म शरीर मिलता है।
जस्ट एज व्हेन अ ह्यूमन सोल डाइज एन अनटाइमली डेथ इट रिसीव्स अ सटल बॉडी।
वो सूक्ष्म शरीरधारी आत्मा किसी न किसी में प्रवेश करती है।
दैट सोल बेरिंग द सटल बॉडी एंटर्स इन समवन और द अदर।
क्या?
व्हाट?
प्रवेश कर सकती है ना?
इट कैन एंटर, कांट इट?
ऐसे ही वो सूक्ष्म सोल भी प्रवेश करता है।
Similarly, the Supreme Soul enters as well.
और इसका प्रूफ संस्कृत गीता में भी लिखा हुआ है।
And the proof for this is written in Sanskrit Gita too.
उसमें लिखा हुआ प्रवेश तुम।
It is written in it प्रवेश तुम।
क्या?
What?
मैं प्रवेश करने योग्य हूँ।
I am capable of entering.
जैसे आत्मा गर्भ में प्रवेश करती है।
Just as a soul. Enters a womb.
वो घर में प्रवेश नहीं करता, बंधन में नहीं आता।
He, that is God, does not enter in a womb. He does not come in bondage.
आत्मा घर में क्यों आती है, बंधन में क्यों आती है?
Why does a soul come into the womb? Why does it come in bondage?
क्यों उसने पाप पुण्य किए होते?
It is because it has performed sinful and virtuous actions.
भगवान तो सारे ज्ञान का जानकार है।
God is aware of the entire knowledge.
कर्म अकर्म विकर्म की गति को जानने वाला है।
He knows the dynamics of karma, akarma and vikarma.
तो घर में क्यों आकर के बनेगा?
Then why will he come in the womb and become bound?
वो बुद्धि में प्रवेश करता
है। He enters in the intellect.
और बुद्धि में प्रवेश करता है तो आया गया लक्ष्मण है सब में प्रवेश कर जाएगा क्या?
When he enters in the intellect, will he enter in anybody and everybody?
उसके लिए फिर मनुष्य गुरु ने जो लिख दिया सर्वव्यापी।
For him, the human gurus have written that he is omnipresent.
सर्वव्यापी माने कीड़े मकोड़ों में भी भगवान।
Omnipresent means that there is God even in insects and spiders.
मनुष्यों में भी भगवान।
There is God in the human beings too.
धर्म पिताओं में भी भगवान था।
There was God in the religious fathers as well.
शंकराचार्य में भी भगवान था, व्यास में भी भगवान था।
There was God in Shankaracharya too. There was God also in Vyas.
सारे ही भगवान 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 हो
गए। Everyone became God.
अरे तो क्या होगा?
The one who is the highest.
वो ऊंचे रथ में प्रवेश करेगा।
Will he enter the highest chariot?
ये किसी में भी प्रवेश करेगा।
और will he enter everyone?
वो भूत प्रेत होते हैं, उनका भी कोई मुकरर रथ होता है, उसी में प्रवेश करते हैं।
The ghosts and devils that are there, they too have an appointed chariot. Do they enter in them?
ये किसी में भी प्रवेश कर सकते
हैं। और can they enter anyone?
वो भूत प्रेत भी, उनका भी मुकरर रथ होता है।
Even the ghosts and devils have an appointed chariot. Similarly, God, who is the highest on high, who is higher than all the religious fathers of this world, He establishes the highest religion. He plays his part by entering into the hero heroine, who are the highest actors on this stage like world. Who are the hero heroine?
Ram aur Krishna ki
atma. The souls of Ram and Krishna.
Un Ram aur Krishna ki atma ke dwara wo shakti roopi rangmanch par pravesh karke pehle maa pita ka paath karte.
Through the souls of Ram and Krishna, he enters into this stage like world and plays the role of the mother. And the father first.
बच्चों के सामने पहले कौन प्रत्यक्ष होती है, माता या पिता या गुरु या टीचर? माता प्रत्यक्ष होती
है। What? Who is revealed in front of the children first? The mother or the father? The guru or the teacher? The mother is revealed first.
तो ऐसे ही जब कलयुग का अंत होता है।
So similarly, when it is the end of the Iron Age.
तो भगवान शिव परम धाम से आकर के इस शक्ति रूपी रघुवंश की वह आत्मा जो पहले कभी 16 करा संपूर्ण कृष्ण थी।
गॉड शिव कम्स फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम अबोर्ड एंड एंटर्स द सोल ऑफ दिस स्टेज लाइक वर्ल्ड हु वाज वंस कृष्णा कंप्लीट इन 16 सेलेस्टियल डिग्रीज।
इसके लिए गाइड भी है, सर्वगुण संपन्न 16 करा संपूर्ण संपूर्ण हिंसक मर्यादा को
फॉर होम देर इज अ प्रेज एज वेल Complete in all virtues, 16 celestial degrees complete, completely non-violent, the highest among those who follow the code of conduct.
वो 16 कला संपूर्ण वाली आत्मा जो शक्ति के आज में हे कृष्ण नारायण वासुदेव के मुख में थी।
That soul, complete with 16 celestial degrees, who was in the form of हे कृष्ण नारायण वासुदेव in the beginning of the golden age.
वही जन्म के चक्र में आते आते मनुष्यों के सर्ग के रंग में आते आते कलयुग के अंत में आकर के हमारे तुम्हारे जैसे साधन मनुष्य बन जाते।
वेल पासिंग थ्रू द साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ वेल कमिंग इन द कलर ऑफ द कंपनी ऑफ द ह्यूमन बींग्स बिकम्स एन ऑर्डिनरी ह्यूमन बींग लाइक अस एट द एंड ऑफ द आयरन एज।
वो साधारण मनुष्य ब्राह्मण में बूढ़े ब्राह्मण में वो परमात्मा से प्रवेश करते।
The supreme soul Shiv enters in the ordinary human being, in the Brahmin, in the body of the old Brahmin.
प्रवेश करके उनका नाम ब्रह्मा ने।
Having entered him, he names him Brahma.
ब्रह्मा माने बड़ी ब्रह्मा।
ब्रह्मा means big mother. ब्रह्मा।
ब्रह्मा ने बड़ी माँ माने बड़ी।
ब्रह्म means big, Ma means mother.
माने सृष्टि की ऐसे बड़ी से बड़ी माँ।
It means the mother of the world. Who is so big?
इससे ज्यादा बड़ा माँ का पाठ और कोई दुनिया में कोई बजाएगी? कैसे?
That no other mother in the world can play a bigger part of a mother. How?
कैसे? ऐसे कि ब्रह्मा के द्वारा जो ब्रह्मा वंशों को जन्म मिला मुखवंशावली बन गए।
It is like this, the mouth-born progeny Brahmins who were born from Brahma. There isn't even one among those Brahma's mouth-born progeny Brahmins.
Brahma Kumar Kumariyon में से जो ये कहे कि बाबा ने हमको दुख दिया।
Among the Brahma Kumar Kumaris who would say that Baba gave them sorrow.
दस की मात्र से भी कभी दुख नहीं दिया।
He didn't give sorrow even through drishti.
Vibration mark se bhi kabhi kisi ne tumne samjha. Tum anubhav nahi kiya.
Nobody felt or experienced sorrow even in the vibration.
Aur karmendriyon se to anubhav hone ki to baat hi nahi.
Then there is no question of experiencing sorrow from the organs of actions at all.
Aisa aap jagne ka karne ka jo anubhav hai ya karane ka anubhav jo hai wo brahma ke dwara kisi tarah vastu nahi.
No Brahmin child had the experience of this kind of a great sin being committed or caused to be committed through Brahma. He always tolerated everything.
जैसे माँ बच्चे के लिए इतना सहन करती है कि दुनिया में और कोई संबंधी ऐसा नहीं है जो उतना सहन कर सके.
There is no other relative in the world who can tolerate as much as a mother tolerates for her children.
ऐसे ब्रह्मा बाबा ने बच्चों को सहन करके सौहार्द पूर्वक स्नेह पूर्वक और बच्चों की पालन.
Similarly, Brahma Baba tolerated the children and sustained them lovingly and affectionately. Even now, hundreds and thousands of Brahma Kumari ashrams have been opened all over the world. None of the old Brahma Kumar or Kumaris will say that Baba gave them sorrow. Baba gave happiness to every child.
So, maa ke roop mein,
therefore, in the form of the mother,
Mokdasme ke aakhri chole mein,
in the last body of Krishna,
jiska naam Dada Lekhraj tha,
the one that was named Dada Lekhraj,
uska naam Brahma pada, usko Brahma ke dwara, ye Brahma ka sundar,
who was later named Brahma. The Brahmin children were born through that Brahma. But what happens is that
Brahma ke dwara jo bachche paida hote hain Brahma bante hain Brahma vanshavali kahe jaate hain.
The children who are born through Brahma, those who become the Brahmin children, those who are called the mouth-born progeny of Brahma,
unme do tarah ke bachche paida hote
hain. Among them, two sort of children are born.
Ek ko vanshavali,
one is the live-born progeny,
ek ko vanshavali,
and the other are the mouth-born progeny.
मुखवंशावली उनको कहा जाता है जो ब्रह्मा के मुख से सुनाई गई शिव की वाणी को जीवन में धारण करते और दूसरों को उस ज्ञान वाणी को धारण कराते. वो है मुखवंशावली ब्राह्मण जो देवता बनने वाले.
Those who inculcate in the practical life the versions narrated by Shiva through the mouth of Brahma and make the others inculcate the versions of knowledge are called the Mukhvanshavali Brahmins, who are going to become deities. And the others are those who do not pay much attention to the version narrated by the mouth. But give much attention and priority to the body of Brahma.
Brahma Baba,
whose name was Dada Lekhraj, who was a Brahmin from Sindh, Hyderabad. He had a fair complexion. His body was tall and well built. His personality was very attractive.
तो जिन आत्माओं ने ज्ञान की बातों पर तो ध्यान नहीं दिया लेकिन उस घोड़े पीछे जो दैहिक रूप था उसकी तरफ कुछ भी ज्यादा चला तो ऐसी आत्माएं जो है वो उनकी बोध से प्यार कर रही है.
सो दोस्त सोच who did not pay attention to the versions of knowledge but diverted their intellect more towards his fair complexioned body started loving his life.
जिन्होंने बोध का सुख लिया और उस सुप्रीम सोल परमात्मा की वाणी को नहीं पहचाना.
The one who took the happiness of the lap and did not recognize the versions of the supreme soul.
क्योंकि वो देह का बच्चा हुआ या रूहानी बच्चा रूह का हुआ.
Then did he become a bodily child or did he become a spiritual child of the soul?
देह का बच्चा हुआ.
he became a bodily child.
तो जो देह के बच्चे बनते हैं, मैं तो ब्रह्मा की औलाद, लेकिन देह वहाँ से पैदा हुई.
So, those who become bodily children are of course the children of Brahma, but are born out of body consciousness.
वो आसुर बन जाते.
They become demons.
और उसी ब्रह्मा के मुख से निकली हुई वाणी की जो औलाद बनते हैं, वो देवता बनते.
And those who become the children of the Vani, which came out of the same Brahma's mouth, become deities.
Devata?
By deities.
माना जिन्हें देना ही देना है, किसी से लेने की इच्छा नहीं करती.
It is meant those who only give, they don't desire to take from anybody.
और जो दैत्य होते हैं.
And those who are demons.
राक्षस होते हैं, वो बाहुबली होते
हैं. Those who are devils. Use bodily strength.
बाहुबल का प्रयोग करने वाले होते हैं.
They are the ones who use bodily strength.
रूहानियत उनमें नहीं होती.
They do not have spirituality in them.
तो दो तरह के ब्राह्मण ब्रह्मा से पैदा होते हैं.
So two types of Brahmins are born from Brahma.
एक रावण कुंभकर्ण मेघनाथ जैसे ब्राह्मण, वो भी ब्रह्मा की संतान.
One type of Brahmins is the one like Ravan, Kumbhakaran and Meghnad. They too are the children of Brahma.
और एक गुरु वशिष्ठ और विश्वामित्र जैसे उंगलियों पे गिने जाने योग्य श्रेष्ठ स्वार्थी वो स्वार्थी ब्राह्मण.
And the others are the ones like Guru Vashishth, Vishwamitra, who can be counted on the fingers, who are the best Brahmins who make efforts.
तो जो पुरुषार्थी ब्राह्मण पैदा हुए हैं, वो पुरुषार्थी ब्राह्मण संख्या.
Well, the Brahmins who make effort, who were born then, are very few in number.
यही बात यहाँ देखी जा रही.
The same thing can be seen here.
ब्रह्मा कुमारी ईश्वर विश्वविद्यालय में.
In the Brahma Kumari Ishwarya Vishwavidyalaya.
ब्रह्मा के द्वारा जो पैदाइश हुई.
The birth which took place through Brahma.
वो दो तरह के ब्राह्मण स्पष्ट देखने में आ रहे.
Two types of Brahmins can be clearly seen in them.
जो मुख से निकली हुई बातों को ध्यान दे रहे हैं.
Those who are paying attention to the version which came out of the mouth.
इसके लिए मुरली में बोला.
For which it has been said in the murli.
कि मुरली से प्यार माना मुरली दर्शन जाए.
If someone loves the murli, it means that he loves the one who narrates the murli, that is Muralidhar.
मुरली से प्यार नहीं.
And if he does not love the Murli, it means that he does not love the Muralidhar. So, if we visit the Brahma Kumari ashrams now and check, where have the cassettes of the Vani, which the Supreme Soul Shiva narrated through Brahma Baba, disappeared?
और क्यों गायब हो गई?
And why have they disappeared?
वो कैसेट क्यों नहीं मिल रही
है? Why are those cassettes not available?
जितने भी गुरु लोग होते हैं, उनकी कैसेट तैयार की जा रही है आज की दुनिया में.
In today's world, the cassettes of the discourse of all the gurus are being prepared, aren't they?
उनको लोग सुरक्षित करके रखते हैं ना?
People keep them safely, don't they?
तो ब्रह्मा कुमारियों से पूछा जाए, उन्होंने ब्रह्मा की जो वाणी है उसको सुरक्षित करके क्यों नहीं
रखा? Well, if the Brahma Kumaris are asked why they did not keep the vani of Brahma Baba safely,
उसे क्यों नष्ट कर दिया?
Why did they destroy it?
क्यों उन्होंने वाणी पर ध्यान नहीं दिया?
It is because they did not pay attention to the vani.
मुरली से उनका प्यार नहीं था, उनका प्यार था उस देहधारी व्यक्ति से.
They did not have love for the Murli. Their love was for that bodily being.
जबकि उसी मुरली ने ये भी बोल दिया कि इस ब्रह्मा को याद नहीं करना.
Whereas in the same Murli it was said, don't remember this Brahma.
इसका फोटो भी नहीं रखना. अगर इसका फोटो भी रखेंगे तो पतित बन जाओ.
Don't even keep his photo. If you even keep his photo, you will become sinful.
लेकिन बाबा की वाणी पर तो उनका ध्यान ही नहीं. एक कान से सुना, दूसरे कान से निकाल लिया.
बट दे डिडंट पे अटेंशन टू बाबाज वाणी एट ऑल. दे हर्ड इट फ्रॉम वन ईयर एंड लेफ्ट इट आउट ऑफ द अदर.
अगर देखा जाए तो दुनिया के जितने भी धर्म संप्रदाय है उनमें सबसे ज्यादा फोटो की गीतावली ब्रह्म कुमारी आश्रम।
इफ यू ऑब्जर्व अमंग ऑल द रिलीजियस कम्युनिटीज ऑफ द वर्ल्ड द मैक्सिमम नंबर ऑफ फोटोग्राफी टेक्स प्लेस इन द ब्रह्म कुमारी आश्रम।
बाबा कहते समझाने के लिए त्रिमूर्ति में तो ब्रह्मा का फोटो दिया ही हुआ है।
बाबा सेज ब्रह्मा फोटो इज केप्ट फॉर एक्सप्लेनिंग इन द पिक्चर ऑफ द त्रिमूर्ति।
अलग से रखने की क्या जरूरत है?
व्हाट इज द नेसेसिटी टू कीप इट सेपरेटली?
अगर दूसरों की सेवा करनी है तो बोल अच्छे अलग है।
इफ वी इंटेंड टू डू सर्विस टू द अदर्स विद द हेल्प ऑफ द फोटोग्राफ देन इट इज अ डिफरेंट एम।
लेकिन सिंगल फोटो रखने की दरकार नहीं।
बट देर इज नो नीड टू कीप अ सिंगल फोटो सेपरेटली।
क्यों नहीं रखना?
Why shouldn't we keep it?
क्योंकि ब्रह्मा के द्वारा ब्राह्मण धर्म की स्थापना तो होती है।
It is because the Brahmin religion is established through Brahma.
लेकिन देवता धर्म की स्थापना उस शरीर के द्वारा नहीं हो पाती।
But the establishment of the deity religion is not done through that body.
जो दादा लेखराज के नाम से
which is well known as Dada Lekhraj.
इसलिए दुनिया में ब्रह्मा की मूर्तियाँ नहीं बनती।
That is the reason why the statues of Brahma are not made in the world.
मूर्तियों की पूजा नहीं होती, मंदिर नहीं बनते।
Idols aren't worshipped and temples aren't built for his worship either.
और विष्णु और शंकर के मंदिर बनते।
But the temples of Vishnu and Shankar are made.
क्योंकि दुनिया उस स्वरूप को पूजती है जिसने सिद्धि पाई।
इट इज बिकॉज द वर्ल्ड वर्शिप्स द फॉर्म हु हैज अचीव्ड सक्सेस।
जिसके द्वारा कार्य आरंभ तो किया गया लेकिन कार्य का अंत नहीं हुआ, सिद्धि को प्राप्त नहीं हुआ, उसको दुनिया नहीं मानती।
द वर्ल्ड डज नॉट एक्सेप्ट द वन थ्रू होम द टास्क वॉज स्टार्टेड बट डिड नॉट एंड एंड सक्सेस वॉज नॉट अचीव्ड।
विष्णु की मूर्ति है, शंकर की मूर्ति है।
सो इट इज द पर्सनैलिटीज ऑफ विष्णु एंड शंकर
जो दुनिया में आज पाई जाती है, मंदिर बनते हैं, मूर्तियाँ बनती है, क्यों सिद्धि को प्राप्त
है? विच आर वर्शिप्ड इन द वर्ल्ड टुडे टेम्पल्स आर मेड फॉर देम देयर आइडल्स आर प्रिपेयर्ड बिकॉज दे अचीव सक्सेस।
ब्रह्मा ने तो आसक्त शरीर छोड़ दिया।
ब्रह्मा लेफ्ट द बॉडी इन 1968।
तो वो कृष्ण की आत्मा का जो पार्ट है वो ब्रह्मा के रूप में चला।
सो द पार्ट ऑफ द सोल ऑफ कृष्णा वॉज प्लेड इन द फॉर्म ऑफ ब्रह्मा।
अभी तो वो आत्मा क्योंकि अकाली मौत से शरीर छोड़ा था।
नाउ बिकॉज दैट सोल लेफ्ट द बॉडी इन एन अनटाइमली डेथ
जब तक डॉक्टर आया तब तक उन्होंने कान पकड़ो उड़ाए दिए।
He left the body even before the doctor came.
So, सूक्ष्म शरीर को धारण करना था।
He had to take on a subtle body.
अभी भी सूक्ष्म शरीर धारण करके गुजरात आदि नाम की एक ब्रह्मा कुमारी है उसमें प्रवेश कर
रहे। Even now he takes on a subtle body and enters in a Brahma Kumari named गुजरात आदि।
और प्रवेश करके वो अपना आंसू कुछ भी उनको सुनाना होता है वो सुनाते हैं। क्या सुनाएगी?
And having entered her, he narrates whatever he wants to narrate. What does he narrate?
ज्ञान की बात सुनाएंगे या धारणा की बात सुनाएंगे?
Does he narrate points of knowledge or points of inculcation? Someone said the points of inculcation.
धारणा की बातें क्यों सुनाते?
Why does he narrate the points of inculcation?
ज्ञान की बातें उतनी क्यों नहीं सुनाते जो परमात्मा शिव उनके तन से आकर के सुनाती है?
Why doesn't he narrate so many points of knowledge which the Supreme Soul Shiv had narrated through his body? What is the reason? The reason is he is a deity soul of many births. He is the first soul to be born as a deity in this stage like world.
वो शक्ति रूपी रंगमंच का पहला पत्ता है देवात्मा जी।
He is the first leaf of this stage like world in the form of a deity.
तो जो देवात्मा होगी वो तो दिव्य वाणी ही सुनाएगी ना।
So a deity soul will narrate the vani filled with divinity, won't it?
दिव्यता ग्रहण करने वाली वाणी सुनाएगी ना।
It will narrate the versions for inculcating divinity, won't it? How can it narrate the versions of knowledge?
परमात्मा शिव की जो वाणी है जिसे मुरली कहा जाता है।
So the vani of the supreme soul Shiv, which is called Murli,
उसके लिए गायन है शास्त्रों में।
There is a praise for it in the scriptures.
मुरली तेरी में जादू।
That is Murli. There is magic within you.
अब चूंकि वो वाणी कृष्ण के आखिरी चोले के द्वारा ब्रह्मा दादा लेखराज के द्वारा सुनाई गई थी।
Well, because that vani was narrated through Brahma, Dada Lekhraj, the last body of Krishna,
इसलिए शास्त्रों में ये लिख दिया
है। It is written in the scriptures that
कि कृष्ण का रथ था।
There was a chariot of Krishna.
क्या?
What?
रथमान शरीर।
Chariot means body.
शास्त्रों में लिखा भी है।
It is written in the scriptures too.
शरीरम रथम विद्धि त्रियाणि हयान्याहु।
That is, consider the body as a chariot, the organs as a horse.
शरीर को क्या समझ?
What should you consider the body as?
रथ समझ।
Consider it as a chariot.
इंद्रियों को क्या समझ? घोड़ा समझ।
What should you consider the organs as? Consider them as horses.
तो इंद्रियों रूपी घोड़ों को कंट्रोल करने के लिए
To control the horses like organs,
वो कृष्ण के आखिरी चोले रूपी रथ में परमात्मा शिव ने निराकार ने प्रवेश करके वाणी चलाई।
The incorporeal supreme soul Shiv entered the chariot like last body of Krishna and narrated the vani.
वाणी कहो ज्ञान के वाण कहो।
Call it vani or call it the arrows of knowledge.
उन ज्ञान के बाणों से
Through those arrows of knowledge,
उन्होंने वो सारा कार्य किया जो नहीं से जुड़ी स्थापना का कार्य जरूरी।
He performed the entire task which was necessary to establish the new world.
वो था ब्राह्मण धर्म की स्थापना।
That was the establishment of the Brahmin religion.
तो ब्राह्मण धर्म की स्थापना हुई लेकिन देवता को।
Therefore, the establishment of the Brahmin religion took place, but nobody became a deity.
ब्राह्मण भी दो तरह के हो गए।
The Brahmins are of two types.
एक श्रेष्ठ ब्राह्मण जिनकी संख्या बहुत थोड़ी हुई।
One is the elevated Brahmins, whose number is very small.
और बाकी सब निष्कर्ष ब्राह्मण हैं। नीची कोटि के ब्राह्मण।
And all the rest are the degraded Brahmins, the Brahmins of a lower category.
ब्राह्मणों की कितनी कुलियां मानी जाती हैं?
How many groups of Brahmins are accepted?
नौ कुलियां मानी गई।
Nine groups of Brahmins are accepted.
नौ कुलियां क्यों मानी गई?
Why are the nine groups accepted?
हाँ, क्योंकि दुनिया में आज नौ धर्म मुख्य हैं।
It is because there are nine main religions in the world.
दसवां धर्म भी है।
A tenth religion also exists.
रूस का नास्तिक धर्म।
The atheist religion of Russia.
लेकिन वो न आत्मा को मानता है, न परमात्मा को मानता है, न स्वर्ग को मानता है, न को मानता है।
But it neither believes in the soul, nor the supreme soul. It neither believes in heaven, nor in hell.
जब कुछ मानता ही नहीं।
When it does not believe in anything.
आत्मा परमात्मा बाप कोई नहीं मानता।
When it does not believe in the soul, the supreme soul and the father at all.
तो फिर उसको वर्षा कैसे मिले?
How can it receive the inheritance?
नास्तिकों में से ऐसी एक भी आत्मा नहीं है।
So there isn't even one soul among the atheists.
जो राजयोग सीख करके जन्म जन्मांतर की राजाई का वर्षा पाती है, भगवान पाती।
Who would learn Rajyog and obtain the inheritance of kingship, birth after birth, from God the Father?
दुनिया में डॉक्टरों के कॉलेज हैं, वकीलों के कॉलेज हैं, इंजीनियर्स के कॉलेज हैं।
In the world, there are colleges of doctors, there are colleges of lawyers, there are colleges of engineers.
उन स्कूलों कॉलेजों में पढ़ पढ़ करके वकील डॉक्टर इंजीनियर बनते हैं।
By studying in those colleges, they become lawyers, doctors and engineers.
लेकिन दुनिया की हिस्ट्री में इतने बड़े बड़े राजाए हुए, छोटे छोटे राजाए हुए, महाराजाए हुए।
But there were so many great kings in the history of the world. There were small kings, there were maharajas.
इनको राजाई करना किसने सिखाया?
Who taught them to rule?
कौन सिखाया?
When were they taught?
और कैसे सिखाया?
And how were they taught?
क्या अपने आप सीख गए?
Did they learn by themselves?
जब डॉक्टर कोई अपने आप नहीं सीखता है, उसके लिए भी कॉलेज होते हैं, इंजीनियरिंग के कॉलेज होते हैं.
When no one studies medicine by himself, there are colleges for it. There are engineering colleges.
तो ये राजाई के भी कॉलेज हुए होंगे.
So there might have been colleges for kingship as well.
वो सदगुरु भगवान है जो आकर के राज्यों सिखा करके जन्म जन्मांतर की राजाई देते हैं.
God the Sadguru is the one who comes and teaches Rajyog and gives the kingship for many births.
ये जन्म-जन्मांतर की राजाई कोई मनुष्य गुरु नहीं सिखा सकता.
No human guru could teach this kingship of many births.
वो भगवान बाप ही आकर के कभी किया तुम्हें अभी सिखाया.
God the Father has himself come at the end of the iron age and is teaching it to us.
और हर कर्म कर्म से सिखाता है.
And he teaches it in every cycle.
भगवान आया हुआ है, वो राजयोग सिखा रहा है.
Now God has come, he is teaching Rajyog.
लोगों ने ये समझ लिया कि श्री कृष्ण ने राजयोग सिखाया.
People thought that Sri Krishna taught Rajyog.
श्री कृष्ण राजयोग नहीं सिखाता.
श्री कृष्ण does not teach Rajyog.
श्री कृष्ण तो चतुर्थी रघुवंश का पहला पत्ता है.
Shri Krishna is the first leaf of this stage-like world.
Pehla bachcha hai.
He is the first child.
Wo hum manushya atmao mein pehli atma hai.
He is the first and foremost soul among us human souls.
Lekin us satya roopi rango mein jo pehli atma ko janam dene wala koi baap bhi to hoga.
But there would certainly be a father who gives birth to the first soul on the stage-like world.
वो बाप कौन?
Who is that father?
वो बाप है राम बाप.
That father is the father Ram.
राम वाली सोल?
The soul of Ram.
वो जन्म जन्मांतर जन्म के चक्र में आते आते कलयुग के अंत में शंकर के नाम से संसार विख्यात.
While coming in the cycle of birth and death over many births becomes famous in the world in the name and form of Shankar at the end of the iron age.
शास्त्रों में लिखा हुआ है.
That is why it is written in the scriptures.
और एक गुप्त मत सबे कहो करे जोर शंकर भगत बिना नर भगत की पावे मोर. शंकर की भगति जब तक नहीं करेंगे तब तक भगवान को कोई पाए नहीं सकता.
It means that until they do the devotion of Shankar, no one can find God.
क्यों?
Why? It is because the one who is incorporeal and pure enters Shankar and is revealed in the world. He is called the greatest deity. Krishna is not called the greatest deity. Shankar is called the greatest deity.
Vishnu ko bada devata nahi kaha jata.
Vishnu is not called the greatest deity.
Shankar ko kaha jata.
Shankar is called so.
33 crore devataon mein.
Among the 33 crore deities,
teen devataon bahut bade mane jate hain.
Three deities are believed to be very great.
Brahma, Vishnu, aur Shankar.
Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar.
Brahma devata, Vishnu devata aur Devadev. Mahadev kyon kaha gaya?
Brahma Devta, Vishnu Devta or Dev Dev Mahadev, that is the deity Brahma, the deity Vishnu and the deity of the deities Mahadev, the great deity. Why is it said so?
Ki wo aisa karya karke jata hai jo karya dusre devtaon ke dwara parmatma ne kiya.
It is because he performs that task which the supreme soul does not perform through any other deity.
Kaun sa karya?
Which task?
दूसरे धर्म पिताएं आकर के अपनी धर्म की स्थापना करते हैं.
The other religious fathers come and establish their religion.
एक नया धर्म चालू कर देते.
They start a new religion.
नया धर्म खंड स्थापन हो जाता है.
A new religious land is established.
लेकिन पुराने पर का विनाश कोई नहीं करता.
But nobody destroys the oldness.
सब डरते हैं पुराने मुल्ला मौलवी पंडित इनसे टक्कर कौन ले.
Everyone is afraid to confront the old mullah, maulvi, pandit, that is the Muslim and Hindu priests, etc.
एक भगवान शिव ही एक शक्ति पर आकर के शंकर के स्वरूप को चुनता है।
It is God Shiv alone who comes to this world and chooses the form of Shankar.
इसमें प्रवेश करके वो शिव शंकर एक कहा जाता है।
In whom he enters and then Shiv and Shankar are said to be one.
नहीं तो शिव का अर्थ है कल्याणकारी।
Otherwise the meaning of Shiv is benevolent.
और शंकर का अर्थ है संहारकारी।
And the meaning of Shankar is destructive.
कहाँ दुनिया का संहार करने वाला और कहाँ दुनिया का कल्याण करने वाला।
What a comparison between the one who brings benefit to the world and the one who destroys the world.
ये दो नाम मिलाकर के एक क्यों कर दिए?
Why did they combine the two names and make it one?
क्योंकि एक ही शरीर में दोनों आत्मा प्रवेश
करते। It is because both the souls enter in one body.
एक शरीरधारी का नाम पड़ता है शंकर।
The name given to the body bearer is Shankar.
और उसमें जो तीसरे नेत्र के रूप में जो आत्मा दिखाई जाती है उसका नाम है शिवनेत्र।
And the soul who is shown in the form of the third eye is named the Shivnetra.
वो शिव भगवान प्रवेश करता है।
God Shiv enters him.
शिव भगवान भी प्रवेश करता है और फिर मस्तक में चंद्रमा भी दिखाया जाता है।
God Shiv enters and the half moon is shown on the forehead as well.
वो चंद्रमा किसकी यादगार है?
Who is the moon a memorial of?
वो कृष्ण चंद्र वाली आत्मा की यादगार।
It is the memorial of that Krishna, the moon.
जो चंद्र सोलह तरह संपूर्ण विभू का भी बनता है।
The moon, which also becomes 16 celestial degrees complete at some point. In the beginning of the golden age, that moon was 16 celestial degrees complete. In the end of the Aryan age, he becomes Dooj ka Chand, that is, the moon appearing on the day following the new moon day. The half moon.
वही दादा लेखराज की सोल।
The same soul of दादा लेखराज।
जो शरीर छोड़ करके फिर शंकर में प्रवेश करता।
Leaves the body and enters in Shankar.
तो एक चोले में तीन आत्माएं काम करती।
So three souls work in one body.
एक झोलाधारी की आत्मा राम वाली आत्मा कहो शंकर कहो।
One is the soul of the body bearer, call him the soul of Ram, call him Shankar.
शंकर माने मिक्स।
Shankar means mix.
Shankar Makka.
They say hybrid maize, that is Shankar Makka, don't they?
Shankar Kapas.
They say Shankar Kapas, that is hybrid cotton.
Varna Shankar.
Varna Shankar, that is a person of mixed blood.
Yeah.
What?
Tulsidas
has written, hasn't he?
Hey, Varna Shankar Sahay. माने इस दुनिया में सारा पर्ण संकर हो गए कोई ब्राह्मण नहीं है पक्का।
इट मीन्स एवरी वन हैज बिकम ऑफ मिक्स्ड ब्लड इन दिस वर्ल्ड देयर इजंट इवन वन ट्रू ब्राह्मण।
इतना व्यभिचार फैल गया है।
सो मच ऑफ एडल्ट्रेशन हैज स्प्रेड।
माने एक ही शरीर में तीन प्रकार की आत्माएं कार्य करती है मिक्स होकर।
इट मीन्स दैट थ्री टाइप्स ऑफ सोल्स मिक्स एंड वर्क इन अ सिंगल बॉडी।
उसको कहा जाता है शंकर।
He is called Shankar.
वास्तव में है वो राम का ही।
Actually, it is the body of Ram.
तो सृष्टि के आदि में राम था वही कलयुग के अंत में आकर के शंकर के नाम रूप से प्रकट
हुआ। The one who was Ram in the beginning of the world, he himself becomes well known in the name and form of Shankar at the end of the Iron Age.
ब्रह्मा कुमारियों के बीच में कहीं कोई ब्राह्मण बच्चा निकलता है?
A child comes out from among the Brahma Kumaris too.
Brahma ko jadoo dikhaya jata hai na.
The Brahmins are shown to wear a sacred thread, aren't they?
So Shankar bhi unko bhi jadoo dikhate hai.
So even Shankar is shown to wear the sacred thread.
Yeah.
What?
Ye to kabhi dikhate hai na.
They show the sacred Brahmin thread, don't they?
So jadoo Brahman hi hoga na.
Then certainly he is a Brahmin, isn't he?
Brahman bachcha.
He is a Brahmin child.
वो भी ब्रह्मा का बच्चा था।
He too was a child of Brahma.
लेकिन उन ब्रह्मा के बच्चों में से जो बड़ा ज्ञानी बच्चा बनता
है। But the child who becomes very knowledgeable among the children of Brahma,
उसका नाम शंकर।
He was given the name Shankar.
ब्रह्मा की सबसे बड़ी औलाद भी है।
He is also the eldest child of Brahma.
उसका नाम शास्त्रों में क्या बताया गया?
What was the name given to him in the scriptures?
Sanat Kumar.
Sanat Sanatan Sanandan and Sanat Kumar.
उनमें सबसे ज्यादा ज्ञानी थे सनत कुमार.
Among them, the most knowledgeable one was Sanat Kumar.
ज्ञान के हिसाब से जिसमें क्या ज्यादा ज्ञान होता है वही बड़ा बड़ा है.
According to the knowledge, the one who has more knowledge is considered to be senior.
तो वो सनत कुमार जो ब्राह्मण बच्चा हुआ वही अपनी 5-7 वर्ष की अवस्था में शंकर के नाम उनसे संसार में योग
So the Brahmin child Sanat Kumar at the age of 7 years is himself revealed in front of the world as Yogeshwar with the name and form of Shankar.
Yogeshwar.
Yogeshwar means
Yoga. Ishwar.
The controller of the yogis. The controller of the yogis, the supreme soul Shiv, enters him.
वो राजयोग ऐसा सीखता है और सिखाता है, सिखाने का निमित्त
बनता है. He learns राजयोग and becomes the instrument in teaching it in such a way
कि वो शंकर के नाम रूपधारी व्यक्तित्व जो है वो संसार में जितने भी धर्म के नाम पर अधर्म फैले हुए उन सब का खंडन कर
That the personality bearing the name and form of Shankar destroys all the irreligiousness that is spread in the world in the name of religion.
Dharma sansthapanarthaye vinashaye cha dushkatam. Kitne adharma phaile hue hain unka nash karta hai.
He destroys all the irreligiousness that is spread.
Aur sundar kaarya karne walon ka is duniya mein sthapana karta hai.
And establishes the religion of those who perform good deeds in this world.
ब्राह्मणों का काम ज्ञान देना और ज्ञान
लेना. The work of the Brahmins is to give knowledge and take knowledge.
इसके अलावा अगर ब्राह्मण कोई दूसरा काम करता है,
if a Brahmin does any work other than this,
वो ब्राह्मण नहीं माना जाता.
He is not considered as a Brahmin.
काम से ब्राह्मण नहीं.
He is not a Brahmin through his deeds.
ब्राह्मण वही जिसका कर्म हो ज्ञान लेना और ज्ञान देना.
Only the one whose work is to take and give knowledge is a Brahmin.
Brahmachari.
It means that he is a Brahmachari, that is a follower of Brahma.
जो ब्रह्मा का जीवन में आचरण रहा वही ब्राह्मण का आचरण.
The conduct which was in the life of Brahma should be the conduct of that Brahmin.
परमात्मा शिव के ऐसे बच्चे जो हैं.
There are such children of the Supreme Soul Shiv.
जो दुनिया की धंधा धोरी से बहुत दूर होते
हु गो फार अवे फ्रॉम द वर्ल्डली बिजनेस
उनको अपने पेट की चिंता नहीं होती.
दे आर नॉट वरीड फॉर द स्टमक.
जिनको पेट की ज्यादा चिंता हुई उनका नाम पड़ गया वैश्य.
दोज हु बिकेम वेरी मच वरीड फॉर द स्टमक वेर नेम्ड वैश्य.
वापर में होते हैं वैश्य.
वैश्यास आर इन द कॉपर एज.
विशेष इंद्रिया कहाँ पर होती है?
Where are the vicious organs situated?
Pet.
In the stomach.
वहाँ से vicious संतान पैदा हुई द्वापर युग.
Vicious children took birth since then from the copper age onwards.
द्वैतवादी युग है.
That is a dualistic age.
तो द्वैतवादी युग में दो दो बातें शुरू होती.
Two things start in that dualistic world.
दो दो धर्म शुरू होते हैं.
Two religions start.
दो दो मतें शुरू हो जाती हैं.
Two opinions start.
Abraham, Buddha, Christ, Guru Nanak के धर्म स्थापन हो जाते हैं.
The religions of Abraham, Buddha, Christ, Guru Nanak are established.
और सनातन धर्म दबाए दिए जाते.
And the Sanatan religion is subdued.
जो सनातन धर्म भारतवर्ष में फैला हुआ था वो सनातन धर्म में अलग अलग छेड़े हो जाते.
The Sanatan religion which was spread in India branches into different groups.
हिंदुओं की जनसंख्या कम होती जाती है और दूसरे धर्मों की जनसंख्या बढ़ती जाती है उसका कारण क्या है?
The population of the Hindus decreases and the population of the other religions increases. What is the reason for this?
जब सबसे पुराना दुनिया का धर्म हिंदू धर्म है या सनातन धर्म है.
When the Hindu religion or the Sanatan religion is the oldest religion of the world.
वो सनातन धर्म छिन्न क्यों हो गया?
Why did the Sanatan religion decrease in strength?
Sanatan dharma arthat Hindu dharma walon ki jansankhya duniya mein itni kam kyun ho gayi?
Why did the population of the Sanatan religion, that is the Hindu religion, in the world reduce so much?
Kyunki ye dvaitvadi jo dharma aaye,
it is because the dualistic religions which came,
maniviya dharma jo aaye,
the human religions which came,
unhone aakar ke apna prabhav jama liya,
casted their influence
aur vikari vrittiya phaila di
and spread the vicious attitude.
Jo devatae avivichari the unko vivichari banaya karte.
The deities who were unadulterated were made corrupt by the color of their company.
Aur wo dusre dharmon mein Hindu convert hote the.
And the Hindus kept on converting into different religions.
Ibrahim aaye to Islam mein dharm mein convert ho gaye.
They converted into the Islam religion when Abraham came.
Mahatma Buddha aaye to Bodh dharm mein convert ho gaye.
They converted into the Buddhist religion when Mahatma Buddha came.
Christ aaye to Christian dharm mein convert ho gaye.
When Christ came, they converted into the Christian religion.
Muhammad aaye Muslim dharm mein convert ho gaye.
Muhammad came and they converted into the Muslim religion.
Shankaracharya aaye sanyas dharm mein convert ho gaye.
Shankaracharya came and they converted into the sanyas religion.
Guru Nanak aaye Sikh dharm mein convert ho gaye.
Guru Nanak came and they converted into the Sikh religion.
So Hindus dusre dharm mein convert hote rahe.
So it is the Hindus alone who kept on converting into the different religions.
Yeah.
What?
Dusre dharm ki atma mein koi bhi Hindu nahi bani.
None of the souls from the other religions became Hindu.
Ye to antaryami 100-150 saal ke andar Arya samaj dharm ek aisa aaya hai.
The Arya samaj religion has come up in the end now, about 100 to 150 years ago.
Isne duniya ke sab dharm walon ko aahwan kar diya India.
Which has invited people of all the religions in India.
Koi bhi dharm wala aakar ke Hindu ban jaye.
Anyone belonging to any religion can come and become a Hindu.
Kyun?
Why?
Unhone aisa kyun aahwan kiya?
Why did they invite everyone like this?
Unhone aahwan isliye kiya ki ye wo aatmaye hain.
They invited everyone like this because they are those souls
jo har dharm mein time to time change hoti rahi, convert hoti rahi,
who converted into all the religions from time to time.
Aur kisi dharm mein unko sukh nahi mila.
And they did not receive happiness in any religion.
Jaise Gita mein kaha,
just as it has been said in the Gita,
to dharm mein dharm se par dharm ho aaya, apne dharm mein mar jao to acha.
It is better to die in our own religion.
Aur dusre dharm mein daas daasi ban kar ke raho wo acha hai.
But it is not good to become servants and maids in the other religions.
To ye wo atma hai devi devta sanatan dharm ki Hindu dharm ki.
These are those souls of the ancient deity religion, the Hindu religion.
To dwapar yug se Islam dharm aaya to Islam dharm mein convert ho gaye.
Who converted into the Islam religion when it came in the copper age.
Bain ko dukh mila.
They suffered sorrow there.
Then Mahatma Buddha aaye to Bodh dharm mein convert ho
gaye. Then Mahatma Buddha came and they converted into the Buddhist religion.
Christ aaye to Christian dharm mein convert ho gaye.
They converted into the Christian religion when Christ came.
Muhammad aaye to Muslim dharm mein convert ho gaye.
They converted into the Muslim religion when Muhammad came.
Are jahan jahan dekhi tabawara jahan jahan naya pan dekha.
It means that wherever they saw an opportunity to enjoy, wherever they saw newness, they kept converting there in search of happiness. And what did they receive instead of happiness? They received sorrow and only sorrow.
So har dharm mein jinko dukh milta raha unki har dharm se shraddha ukhad jati.
So those who kept on receiving sorrow in every religion lose faith in every religion.
Wo kisi dharm vishesh ko mahatva dene wali atma nahi.
They are not the souls who give importance to any one particular religion.
Isliye aap dekhenge,
that is why you will see
that Arya samaji jo hai wo devta ko nahi mante.
That the Arya samajis do not believe in the deities.
Kisi dharm vishesh ko nahi mante.
They do not believe in any particular religion. Today, the kingdom which is established by them is the kingdom of the Kaurav government.
Yeah.
What? The Kauravas are the ones who caw like crows. It means that they make noise. Those souls who make noise cannot rule the kingdom because they do not have the power to rule the kingdom. They only need the devotion of the subjects. They need more number of votes. They do not want the best soul. In today's rule, those with the best conduct are not there. The souls with a dissolute attitude have barged in. The kingdom cannot be ruled by such souls. That is why Baba said, the rule of the subjects over the subjects is the unlawful rule. God comes and establishes the lawful rule. He makes kings for many births through Rajyog and then departs. Even today, there are one or two countries where a kingship is going on. Even today, in Nepal, at least there is a trace of a king. In the other religions, in other countries, the kingship is completely finished. There is the rule of the subjects over the subjects. So that rule of the subjects over the subjects is going to end now. Now God has come. Along with His arrival, He prepares the materials for the destruction of the world. What are the materials of destruction?
Atom bomb.
The atom bombs. He puts Shankarji in charge of them. Therefore, along with the name of Shankarji, Har Har Bam Bam is attached.
Sixty to sixty-eight years
ago, there was no name and trace of atom bombs. What? There was no name and trace of it in the intellect of the human beings. And ever since God came in the body of Brahma, atom bombs also started to be prepared. But those atom bombs cannot be put into use until their head, Shankar, is completely revealed in the world. The one who makes them, the one who makes them explode. The human beings who made the atomic energy don't have that much power that they destroy the destructive creation made by them. Neither can they destroy them, nor can they explode them. It is because they themselves are afraid if we start exploding them, then we too are sitting in this world. We will die as well. But their founder,
Har Har Bam Bam,
to whose name Har Har Bam Bam is attached, has come to this world. He who makes the bombs explode will make them explode. When the bombs of knowledge explode completely in this world, these bombs of knowledge are becoming ready now. What? The bombs of knowledge are becoming ready. Which bombs? God is not omnipresent. If He is not omnipresent, if He is not present in all, then where is the one in whom He is present? Wherever He is present in one, come and understand it here. Understand it through the intellect. The intellect is the biggest gift which human beings have received right from birth. Make a decision through the intellect. Which is the form of God in this world of 5 to 7 billion? Where is He carrying out His task? Come and understand it through the vision of knowledge. God is incorporeal. He cannot be seen with these eyes. We cannot see even our souls with these eyes. Then how can we see the Father of the souls, the Supreme Soul, with these eyes? The things which are not the objects to be seen with the eyes can be known with the third eye instead of these eyes. So, to keep that third eye open, it is necessary that once we receive the godly knowledge, once we receive the knowledge of the soul and the Supreme Soul, we practice it daily. If we do not practice it daily, if we do not study daily, then we will remain imperfect students. For example, if a student does not go to school and study daily, then his studies will be cut in between. He will not be able to understand the lessons ahead. Even this godly knowledge is similar. Ishwar is called the Guru of the whole world, the Jagat Guru. The sannyasis of the present day have kept false names, Jagat Guru. Does the whole world accept them as a Guru? No, it doesn't. Only the Supreme Soul can become the Guru of the world. When He comes to this world, the whole world has to bow in front of Him. When the whole world bows in front of Him, He is called the Jagat Guru. Sri Sri 108 Jagat Guruji Maharaj. Sri Sri 1008 Jagat Guruji Maharaj. These titles, are the title of the Supreme Soul who prepares the gathering like rosary after coming to this stage like world. The rosary is rotated in every religion of the world. Name one religion other than the atheist religion which does not chant the rosary, which doesn't accept the beads of the rosary.
Hindu ho, Muslim ho, Sikh ho, Isai ho, Baudhi ho, Sanyasi ho.
Whether it is the Hindus, the Muslims, the Sikhs, the Christians, the Buddhists, the Sanyasis, the people of every religion rotate the rosary and chant it. What is the reason? God came and prepared this gathering like rosary. It is the gathering of the selected best souls of the world. Which is tied by the thread of love of the Supreme Soul. Which is tied by the thread of knowledge narrated by the Supreme Soul. That rosary and the living beads of the rosary are worshipped in every religion of the world. There isn't any religion which does not give importance to the rosary. Now that rosary is being prepared. What? That gathering is being prepared. The best gathering among the gathering like rosaries is the gathering of eight. In the Indian tradition, whichever ceremony takes place, those 8-9 souls are certainly worshipped in that ceremony. They are called the 9 planets. What? The worship of the 9 planets. People think that those planets are the non-living stars of the sky. They consider them to be the planets Venus, Jupiter, the Sun, the Moon, Mercury, etc. But the non-living things are not worshipped. The good virtues, the good actions of the living souls which perform elevated actions are worshipped. So the worship of the 9 planets is a memorial of the fact that God came to this world and made us worship worthy. Among the worship worthy souls, the ones who became the most worship worthy are the 8 or 9 souls. Even today, they are worshipped in the form of the 8 deities. The 8 deities are the most worshipped in the southern India. There are not many temples of the 8 deities built in northern India, and they have been built in southern India. What is the reason? There must be some reason for that. The reason is that Southern India is the foreign of India.
बाकी भाषा दूसरी है.
The language there is different.
बाकी रीति रस्म.
The manners and customs.
चलन रिवाज आदि सब दूसरे दूसरे.
Behavior, traditions, etc. all are different.
उत्तर भारत वालों के दूसरे रिवाज. उनके दूसरे रिवाज.
The traditions of the North Indians are different, and there, that is, the South Indians' traditions are different.
वो बुद्धिवादी ज्यादा है दक्षिण भारत के.
The South Indians are more intelligent.
जितने भी अच्छे अच्छे वैज्ञानिक हैं वो दक्षिण भारत से निकल रहे हैं.
All the good scientists are emerging from Southern India.
उत्तर भारत में इतने अच्छे वैज्ञानिक नहीं निकल रहे.
Such good scientists are not emerging from North India.
कारण क्या है?
What is the reason?
कि वो बुद्धिवादी.
It is because they are intelligent.
जैसे विदेशी लोग बुद्धिवादी होते हैं, वैसे दक्षिण भारत के लोग बुद्धिवादी.
Just as foreigners are intelligent, the South Indians are intelligent as well.
तो भारत के हिसाब से दक्षिण के ज्यादा बुद्धिवादी होने के कारण इस ईश्वरीय ज्ञान को ज्यादा पकड़ रहे हैं.
The people from the south of India, because of being more intelligent, are grasping this knowledge more.
ये ईश्वरीय ज्ञान फल फूल रहा है, फल फल्ला फूलना चाहिए उत्तर भारत में.
This godly knowledge should grow and spread in North India.
क्योंकि उत्तर भारत से भगवान का प्रत्यक्षता उनकी जन्म गाया हुआ शास्त्रों.
Because in the scriptures, the revelation like birth of God is sung in North India.
कौन से भगवान?
Which God?
चाहे शंकर भगवान हो.
Whether it is God Shankar,
चाहे राम भगवान हो.
Whether it is God Ram,
चाहे कृष्ण भगवान हो. कहाँ से प्रत्यक्ष होते हैं?
Whether it is God Krishna, from where are they revealed?
उनका प्रत्यक्षता उनकी जन्म उत्तर भारत से होता है.
Their revelation like birth takes place from North India.
लेकिन प्रत्यक्ष पहले करने के लिए तो बनती है दक्षिण भारत वाले.
But the South Indians become instrumental in revealing the Father first.
और दक्षिण भारत की आत्मा ट्रेन की ट्रेन डब्बे के डब्बे भरे हुए चले आ रहे.
And trains full or bogies full of souls are coming from South India.
वो प्रत्यक्षता कर रहे हैं.
They are revealing the Father.
और उत्तर भारत के कुंभकर्ण आराम से सूर्यादि की भीड़ में सो
रहे. But the Kumbhakarans of the North India are sleeping comfortably in the sleep of ignorance.
अगर सही बात उनको सुनाओ भी तो लड़ाई लड़ने के लिए
तैयार. If you tell them the truth, they become ready to fight.
अरे ज्ञान की बातों में लड़ाई किस बात की?
अरे इज देयर एनी क्वेश्चन ऑफ फाइट इन द एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ नॉलेज?
अच्छा लगता है तो मानिए.
बिलीव इट इफ यू लाइक इट.
नहीं अच्छा लगता है तो दुनिया में इतने धर्म चल रहे हैं.
इफ यू डोंट लाइक इट देयर आर सो मेनी रिलीजन्स इन द वर्ल्ड.
जिसको जिस रास्ते पर चल रहा हो चल.
व्हिच एवर पाथ समवन वांट्स टू फॉलो लेट हिम फॉलो इट.
सच्चाई होगी तो उसकी विजय होगी.
इफ देयर इज ट्रुथ इट विल बिकम विक्टोरियस.
अगर झूठा होगा तो अपने आप उसका सत्यानाश हो जाए.
इफ इट इज फॉल्स इट विल बी डिस्ट्रॉयड ऑन इट्स ओन.
इसमें लड़ाई झगड़े की कोई बात नहीं आती.
देयर इजंट एनी क्वेश्चन ऑफ फाइटिंग इन दिस.
तो ये दक्षिण भारत के लोग जो है.
सो व्हाई आर द पीपल फ्रॉम साउथ ऑफ इंडिया
वो इतने फरफाबाद में कंपनी में आकर के इतनी शिक्षा लेने के लिए क्यों इतना दबाव दे रहे हैं जबकि वो बेचारे भाषा भी नहीं जानते.
गिविंग सो मच इम्पोर्टेंस टू कम टू फरुखाबाद एंड कंपिल एंड स्टडी दे डोंट इवन नो द लैंग्वेज.
क्या
व्हाट
भाषा नहीं जानते हैं. भाषा न जानने के बावजूद बिकड़ 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 अपनी भाषा में बोलते हैं.
दे डोंट इवन नो द लैंग्वेज. इन स्पाइट ऑफ नॉट नोइंग द लैंग्वेज दे बाइबल इन देयर लैंग्वेज.
पूरी ज्ञान की गहराई को समझ भी नहीं सकते.
They can't even understand the full depth of the knowledge.
तो भी वो चल रहे हैं और उठा रहे हैं.
Still they are walking on that path and taking knowledge.
और उत्तर भारत के लोग भाषा अच्छी तरह से जानते हैं.
And the people of North India know the language thoroughly.
जिस हिंदी भाषा में भगवान आकर के बोलता है.
हिंदी the language God speaks when he comes.
वो हिंदी भाषा को वो लोग बेचारे जानते नहीं.
Those poor fellows don't know the language.
और जो लोग हिंदी भाषा को जानते हैं वो उसका ध्यान ही नहीं देते.
बट दोज हू नो हिंदी डोंट गिव अटेंशन टू इट एट ऑल.
हिसाब क्या हिसाब है?
इट इज द अकाउंट. व्हाट इज द अकाउंट?
जिनको भाषा नहीं आती उनको पहले ज्ञान दिया जाता है.
दोज हू डोंट नो द लैंग्वेज आर गिवन नॉलेज फर्स्ट.
कन्याएं माताएं भोले प्रकार भोले प्रकृति की होती है।
The virgins and mothers are innocent in nature.
उनके ऊपर ज्यादा दबाव दिया जाता है तो पुरुष प्रकृति का कलयुग के अंत में।
They are oppressed more by the males at the end of the Iron Age.
तो भगवान आकर के कन्या और माताओं को पहले उठाते
हैं। Therefore, God comes and uplifts the virgins and mothers first.
ज्ञान की भी विशेषता है।
This is the speciality of this knowledge too. The South Indians are taking knowledge in greater number. And the virgins and mothers are taking it in more number. Why? It is because God is called the friend of the poor. If the banks in India were checked today, Is more money deposited in the name of the virgins and mothers or is more money deposited in the brother's name?
बोलो भाई।
Speak brother।
आज भारत की बैंकों का हिसाब देखा जाए।
If the accounts of Indian banks are checked,
तो कन्या माताओं के नाम ज्यादा पैसा जमा होगा बैंकों में?
Is there more money deposited in the names of the virgins and mothers in the banks?
या भाइयों के नाम ज्यादा पैसा जमा होगा? भाइयों के नाम ज्यादा जमा? क्यों भाई?
Or is there more money deposited in the name of the brothers? More money is deposited in the brother's name. Why is it so, brother?
एक ही भगवान के दोनों बच्चे हैं।
Both are the children of one God.
स्त्री जोड़ा और पुरुष जोड़ा।
The ones in a female body and a male body.
एक जन्म में स्त्री जोड़ा मिलता है आत्मा को, एक जन्म में पुरुष जोड़ा मिलता है।
The soul receives a female body in one birth and a male body in the next birth.
अंत मते सुगते होती है।
The final thoughts lead us to our destination.
पुरुष में और स्त्री में दोनों में काम विकार प्रधान है।
Lust is dominant in both.
काम क्रोध लोभ मोह अहंकार।
Lust, anger, greed, attachment and ego.
काम विकार की प्रधानता होने के कारण।
Because of lust being dominant.
जीवन भर पुरुष जोड़ा जो है वो स्त्री जोड़ों को याद करता है।
The male body remembers the female body throughout the life.
तो अंत में क्या याद आएगा?
In that case, what will he remember in the end, according to his final thoughts?
स्त्री जोड़ा याद आएगा, तो स्त्री जन्म में याद आएगा।
The female body is remembered, so he will take birth as a female.
स्त्री सारा जीवन जो है काम विकार की प्रधानता होने के कारण सारा जीवन पुरुष जोड़े को याद करती है।
A female remembers the male body throughout her life because of lust being dominant.
तो अंत समय क्या याद आएगा? पुरुष जोड़ा याद आएगा, वो पुरुष बन जाती है।
So what will she remember in the end? She remembers the male body. So she goes and becomes a male in the next birth.
अंत मत सोचते तो होती है ना?
Your final thoughts lead you to your final destination, don't they?
तो जब दोनों ही समान है, इतना अंतर क्यों?
When both are equal, why is there so much difference?
सचमुच में लक्ष्मी नारायण दोनों गद्दी पर बैठते थे।
In the golden age, both Lakshmi and Narayan used to sit on the throne.
लक्ष्मी का नाम पहले, नारायण का नाम बाद में।
Lakshmi's name is first and Narayan's name is afterwards.
सीता का नाम पहले, राम का नाम बाद।
First is Sita's name and Ram's name is later on.
राधा का नाम पहले, कृष्ण का नाम बाद। आज क्या हो गया?
राधा's name is first and Krishna's name is afterwards. What has happened today?
No.
A brother said it has become the reverse.
शास्त्रों में भी लिखा हुआ है।
It is written in the scriptures as well.
यत्र नार्यस्तु पूज्यन्ते रमन्ते तत्र देवता। जहाँ नारियों की पूजा होती है उनका मान सम्मान होता है, वहाँ देवताएं रमण करती है, देवताएं निवास करती है।
The deities reside where women are worshipped, where they are given respect and regard.
और जहाँ नारियों की पूजा नहीं होती, तिरस्कार होता है, वहाँ राक्षस निवास करते हैं।
And demons reside where women are not worshipped, where they are disdained.
वो आज की दुनिया किसकी है? देवताओं की दुनिया का है या राक्षसों की दुनिया का है?
Well, whose world is it today? Shall we call it the world of deities or the world of demons? It is the world of the ones with a demonic nature. Now, the Supreme Soul Father has come again to transform this world. If he has come, then he certainly comes as a friend of the poor. He will nurture the poor. What is today's government doing? The poor are becoming poorer. And the rich like Tata Birla are becoming richer. So, will the world go into the ditch or will it lift up? The world is going into the ditch. Why isn't today's farmer flourishing in Hindustan? What is the reason? It is because he eats from hard earned money. The one who eats from hard earned money cannot become a millionaire in today's world. Only those who eat from the money earned through corruption are becoming millionaires and billionaires. God comes as a friend of the poor. The godly government which is becoming ready, the rosary of the eight is going to become ready now. It will be revealed within a little time. After that, the rosary of the 108 will be revealed. The rosary of victory, that is Vijay Mala, which we kept rotating in the temples. Even the Muslims rotate the rosary in the mosque. The Christians too rotate the rosary. Those 8 and 108 souls who become victorious over the world are going to be revealed in the world. Then the 1000 cooperative hands of God, which are placed in the form of the 1000 arms of Brahma. The 1000 arms, the 1000 names of Vishnu which are sung, the 1000 names of Vishnu, those souls are going to be revealed as well. The 1000 souls become cooperative to God in the form of the arms. They say, our brother left the body, our right arm is cut, don't they? So, was any arm cut? No, a helper has left the body. The one who was especially cooperative went away. Similarly, 1000 such souls will be revealed in the world. Who will become completely cooperative through the body, mind and wealth in the task of God.